Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. I'm your host, Joe McCormick. This week, I'm going to talk about a new service that I've designed to help you stay accountable to being a clear and concise communicator. It's called Brief Team Builder. If you're new to the podcast, I'm super happy that you're here. Welcome. I'm in season 8, I believe. And if you've been here before, I'm really excited that you're back. I have no idea exactly, believe it or not, how many people listen to this podcast when it comes out every other week, but I do it because I want you to be better when it comes to communicating. And we work and live in communities and teams where it's not just you trying to do this by yourself. Certainly, we all need to be personally responsible for how we communicate. At the end of the day, it's me that says it, right? So if I blame you for hearing it wrong, I need to be more responsible for what I need to do to make it better, make it clearer, more organized, more on point. And this also manifests itself in a team environment, because if I've got a team of people together that are talking and I got one person that's trying to be better and everybody else that, like we talked about last week, that signal to noise ratio, their noise ratio is very high and the clarity of the signal is low, it creates this environment, this team environment where we're speaking in chaos. It's excessive, it's unpredictable, it's disorganized, it's too detailed, it's not detailed enough, it's too frequent and not frequent enough. It becomes a mess, an honest-to-goodness mess. And we want to try to create a culture of clarity and brevity and make a commitment to do that. And do that as a team. If you work, you know, and operate as a team, how do we do this as a team? So that was the genesis of this new initiative that I'm going to talk to you about today. A little bit of background on how I work and how we work at The Brief Hub. This company that I started over a decade ago was really about a request that clients were asking me, could you develop, specifically the military, a curriculum, a way to teach our professionals how, and the request was simply this, how to make a briefing brief. That was, you know, the military, they do briefings, which is their fancy word for a presentation or an update in a meeting. It's a briefing. And they're long, they're complicated, they're technical, they're hard to follow, they're all that more. So I started out trying to teach people ways to do that better. And I developed a system, which is based on a book I wrote, which came after the first courses that I delivered. And when I designed these courses, in 2012, this was two years before Brief came out, the courses, and I have to give a lot of thanks to a couple of people that were friends of mine, who are friends of mine, that helped me design this learning experience, which the Brief Lab has become a learning experience. And experiential learning, simply put, is learn by doing, not learn by talking or lecture. So we really were very mindful of, I'm not going to sit there for 2 days and tell people and this knowledge, but we're going to establish a baseline method, a framework, a system, and then work on it through examples and experiences. So if you've taken a class with us, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Those learning experiences become very powerful and very memorable, but they're momentary. And they're momentary by design because you're having the learning experience. You're learning, okay, I'm going to give you 10 minutes of material and I want you to explain it in 3 minutes. Well, that experience of cutting out 7 minutes worth of material at no loss to the listener is powerful. I just gave an update that was significantly easier to follow, or I just made a recommendation in 60 seconds that would have taken me 5 minutes, or I just wrote an email that at first glance looks clean and then at second glance was easy to read and you did it quickly. Those experiences are powerful for people. When they go through it, I've heard this with many, many people in teams that have taken courses at The Brief Lab, they're like, that was the best learning experience I've ever had. And we hear that. And I'm super motivated to teach that. And we are. We have instructors and we have an organization that's behind helping our corporate clients and our military and government clients be much better at this. What we talk about is creating an elite standard. But it all comes from a learning experience. Well, here's what happens. And this is what our clients have been telling us really over the last 10 years. And I have, full admission, have not been organizationally prepared to deliver against it, but I am now. And that is, after the learning experience, what do we do next? And we would encourage people, and then we would encourage them to take another course, or, you know, do these in installations, like take brief 101, and then brief 102, and then 201, et cetera. And those are positive steps or approaches to taking a team from A to B to C to D, up an incline to becoming much better at this. What I want to talk about today is how to create a culture from the bottom up by focusing on a team. Not focusing on the entire organization. I'm not focusing on the entire division or the entire business unit or the entire battalion or whatever the entity might be, but really from the bottom up, a small team that all want to commit to this together. And this is what I've designed. It's called Brief Team Builder. And if you go to thebrieflab.com, there's a bunch of information. And if you want information on this, my recommendation is email me directly. I want to hear directly from you. Don't send it to info@thebrieflab.com. Send it to J McCormack. So it's JMCCORMACK. So J McCormack @thebrieflab.com. And here's what Brief Team Builder is all about. It's an ongoing service to hold you accountable, you and your team accountable. And when you think about it, we talked about this last week in the signal to noise ratio. If you've not listened to that episode, I would recommend you go back and listen to it. It's all about, well, you have a signal to noise ratio as an individual. Maybe it's 50% signal and 50% noise. Maybe it's 60% noise and 40% signal. Whatever that ratio is, it's probably not 90% signal and 10% noise. And if you work in a team environment where most of the people are in noise, you're probably at that noise may be coming from them to you, in which case the environment you work in isn't conducive to clarity and brevity. So how do you fix that? You get the team to take brief, and they learn brief together as a team. And then we start a service, an ongoing service, where we support you in a very specific way. This is really about accountability. In my experience, large scale, I mean, enterprise-wide, organizational-wide mandates from the top down, culture change really don't work. They may, but my experience in talking to experts in the space, what really works are bottom-up initiatives where you lead by example. You have a leader of a team that's a known team, and you get people to talk about it and commit to it as a team. This often happens when people take brief. They'll take a class and they'll have 20 or 30 people, and they'll gather, they'll learn, and then they go off and they work, and then the day-to-day noise wears them down and they lose momentum. So here's how you fix it. You look at a team up to 30 people. It could be a team of 12. It could be a team of 18. Whatever the team size is, but I've designed under 30 people because beyond that, it's too hard to organize. And you commit to brief. You commit to a culture of clarity and brevity. And you've done it by investing in the course, this learning experience, which is super simple, very, very powerful and memorable. But then you commit to it over a year. And we provide a dedicated client advocate. So it's a person that knows you, knows what you're trying to accomplish, knows where you've been and where you're trying to go. And they are responsible for your success. They're like a client success manager. We call them client advocates. And every quarter we'll do a check-in. So what we'll do is every 90 days, we'll have a 60-minute online check-in as a team where we don't introduce new material. We reinforce the material that you've already learned and then find out why it's working and why it's not working in a very interactive team-based like exchange led by a facilitator and attended by the client advocate. That's every quarter. Ongoing are one-on-one coaching hours, a block of hours where you can access a coach and you could talk to a coach individually. Hey, I've got this issue and I need some clarity on this particular tool I learned, or I'm talking to this client and this is a struggle. And you talk through the issue with a brief certified coach to get clarity on how to fix whatever's stopping you. There might be also a need for reviewing messaging. Like I've got a presentation, or we have a block of hours where we can review some of the messaging for you. It's not exhaustive, but oftentimes people want us to look at things, and I can't do it, all the time, but I can do it sometimes. And if it's under a service agreement like this, it makes it a lot easier for me to support it. And then we'll do some benchmark surveys. If you go on our website, you'll see this brief communication assessment survey. We'll start the year on day one with an assessment, and then midpoint through the year, we'll assess again, and we'll assess at the end of the year to see where the progress is being made and where the struggles are being made. And then we'll have a licensing agreement to use access all the tools. So everybody on the team can access all the tools. and they do it through a secure portal. So there's a portal, a brief team builder portal, which is uniquely and privately accessed by the team, where we can house very specific documentation for the team, for you, and customize some of the content with videos and downloadable tools and articles and the infographics and things like that that are uniquely for your team's success. All of this to say is in a subscription service, which is an accountability mechanism. It's not easy to be a really, really good, clear, and concise communicator if everybody around you isn't. And I've heard this from time to time, and it sounds funny in the moment, but it's painful day to day, is, but what happens when everybody I work with isn't? Well, one way of doing it is to start that learning experience with brief and then enter into like a master services agreement or this brief team builder service where we hold you accountable and we support you by staying in contact, quite honestly. And it might be clear that during that thing, you need another course or a small webinar series on how to run a meeting or how to facilitate them or how to write, whatever that might be, it'll become clear where the needs come from. When you look at this over the course of a year, I want you to think about the work that you're doing and the difficulty that we're creating by not communicating well together. Our mission as a company is to change the way people work together and alone. And we've got the tools. We've got brief, we've got noise, we've got quiet works, we've got courses, but now we have a service, and that service is at your disposal to help you elevate and create a framework, to create a common language of how you speak together. And it creates team cohesion. You're more unified in your efforts. The intent from the top down, bottom up of the team is known and understood. You know what to focus on. You know where you're wasting your time and your energy on things that are like not important and that are noise driven. And you can lead by example. As new people get added to the team, they see what good looks like. They see what great looks like, and they start emulating it. You know, case in point, I've been told by people in organizations like, I can see people who've taken the course and who haven't taken the course. Well, that's leading by example. You know, you don't start meetings with no agenda. You always have a plan. You don't walk into somebody's office and just start making up what you're going to say on the spot and put it in all the wrong order. You don't abuse people's time and attention. You manage it well. These are all possible, but only if you make a commitment and you find ways to hold each other accountable. And the team framework, in my opinion, is the best way of doing that. So if you want more information on this, like I said earlier, email me directly at jmccormack, so it's jmccormack at thebrieflab.com. And I want to end with a funny story, and then I'll just kind of wrap up. So this happened to me really, really recently, and it has to do with somebody who is a friend of my daughter's. Okay, person works in the government, went to college with my daughter, one of my daughters, and my daughter saw him when she and her family were in this person's town, hometown. And the person said, because it had been years, don't forget to remind me to give you a gift that I have for you. And my daughter's like, fine, whatever. Okay. He says, oh, I've got a book for you. He goes, I just blew it. I just told you what it was. So they went back to his apartment and had lunch or whatever. And this person was describing like, you know, what I do all day, really, at the end of the day, is I try to explain really, really complicated things to stupid people. That's what he said. His words, not mine. And my daughter was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. My dad has a company that does a lot of that. And the guy finishes my daughter's sentence and says, your dad's Joe McCormack, the Brief Lab? And my daughter looks at him like, yeah, that's my dad. And then he turns around and he gives my daughter the book Noise. And he didn't realize that I was, you know, I was her dad. It was a pretty funny story. So he had read the book, taken the classes, and was going to give my daughter the book that I wrote, but not realizing that I was her dad. That was kind of funny. So she shared that with me. That was hilarious. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're that person, thank you for thinking of my daughter in that way. And I'd give her the book and she didn't read it maybe, but now that you did, maybe she will. So that is the funny story I wanted to end with. So when you think about Brief Team Builder, this subscription service that we've designed, going back to the topic of today, over the course of the year, here's what I'm with our help, if you choose, over the course of a year, you will see the results and grow stronger in these skills. Just saying.